Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener-supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal here on the 6th of October, 2023. The news is just astonishing. Some of the developments are very significant, and they're going to have enduring consequences. Just to follow up a bit of the latest history, breaking news that Trump was going to attend a House speakership meeting. This came out a couple days ago, according to a new report from Politico. President Trump is considering meeting with Republicans ahead of the GOP conference to select the new House Speaker. Un momento. Coordinating with my featured guest today, whom you're going to be surprised and delighted. We previously heard President Trump has ruled out running for Speaker of the House following the ouster of now former Speaker McCarthy. It should be noted, the former president has not confirmed if he will be attending or speaking with members ahead of the meeting. He's merely considering it. Well, the Daily Kos, which is, of course, a rabid left-wing publication, has used this occasion to trash Trump and the Republicans every way it can imagine. Evening brief. Could Trump become the next House Speaker? Just when you thought the Republican drama in the House couldn't get any worse, Donald Trump is now meddling in the House Speaker's race. Injecting new levels of chaos into the process. In fact, things are such a mess that the mainstream media has had no choice but to finally acknowledge that, yes, Republicans are the problem. But even that remains a work in progress. Much of the national press continues to cover up the fact that Trump is unraveling. Can you imagine the absurdity of this? This is something Democrats believe. It's just embarrassing. As of now, the speaker's race is between Republican Representative Jim Jordan, once branded as a legislative terrorist by former House Speaker John Boehner, and Steve Scalise, who allegedly told the Louisiana journalist that he considered himself like David Duke without the baggage. Many Republican extremists in the House are pushing hard for Trump to be Speaker, since a Speaker doesn't need to be a member of the chamber. Trump has teased he is open to the idea. I mean, it's astonishing how they can twist and turn, pervert, a nice example of propaganda. Meanwhile, we have the case of Donald Trump endorsing Speaker Jordan. Listen to this.
He endorsed Congressman Jim Jordan to be the next House Speaker. Trump's announcement came in a social media post overnight. Trump's name has been floated by some as a potential Speaker candidate. He even said he would step into a short-term position if necessary. So far, Majority Leader Steve Scalise has also declared his candidacy.
Meanwhile, sources telling ABC News that former President Trump allegedly discussed potentially sensitive nuclear submarine information with an Australian billionaire who then also shared those U.S. nuclear secrets. The man in question is a friend of Mr. Trump's.
Well, that's not much of significance, but here we have a whole lot more. Why Trump's endorsement of Jim Jordan moves the needle significantly. This is from CNN Politics. Listen up.
This October 10th and 11th, Prime Big Deal Days give Prime members exclusive access to 2 days of big savings, which means you're kind of a big deal. Prime Big Deal Days, October 10th and 11th, only for Prime members.
I think it moves the needle significantly. And here's why. There are a couple pieces here. The first one being that Donald Trump has incredible sway among the House Republican Conference. They listen very closely to what he says. He's got a lot of loyalists there, much more so than the Senate, although, you know, that there are more Trump loyalists there now. When he was president, you know, a single Trump tweet could send the House, you know, spinning out, basically. And that reality still exists. He has, frankly, done more on that score to lock down support among the House GOP conference. So from this perspective, it says to me it's going to be much harder for a Steve Scalise to get to 218 votes needed to be Speaker, because a lot of those people are going to listen to Donald Trump and back Jim Jordan. Now, the second piece of this is those moderates that Kristen was talking about, and they are a very critical bloc, but there's a key difference between the moderates and the hardliners. The moderates think governing is important, and their interests are not around a prolonged vacancy here with the speakership. They've not been as willing, because they care about governance, to blow up everything in order to get what they want. And so I think it's much more likely that you see them work behind the scenes to figure out how to work with this than to openly revolt against it.
Yep, I think that's right. It's not going to be a revolt against it. I think there's not much doubt about Jim Jordan is going to be the next Speaker of the House, and he'll do a fantastic job of it. Get this, there's a fascinating development. Tom Fitton has tweeted, breaking. I've carefully reviewed the latest brief filed by Trump's legal team, which alleges that the U.S. Constitution prohibits the Biden regime's unprecedented attack on our constitutional system through a crazed prosecution of Trump for daring to question Biden's election victory. Trump's legal team makes a powerful and persuasive constitutional case to dismiss the Biden regime's effort to jail him for simply doing his job as president, to try to ensure the laws concerning elections were faithfully enforced and followed. The brief's introduction. The President of the United States sits at the heart of our system of government. He is our nation's leader, our head of state, and our head of government. As such, the founders tasked the President and the President alone with the sacred obligation of taking care that the laws be faithfully executed. U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. To ensure the President may serve unhesitatingly, without fear that his political opponents may one day prosecute him for decisions they dislike. The law provides absolute immunity, quote, for acts within the outer perimeters of the president's official responsibility. Nixon v. Fitzgerald, War 57 U.S. of 1982, quoting Barr v. Mulleto, 360 U.S., 1959. Breaking 234 years of precedent, the incumbent administration has charged President Trump for acts that lie not just within the outer perimeters, but at the heart of his official responsibilities as president. In doing so, the prosecution does not and cannot argue that President Trump's efforts to ensure election integrity and to advocate for the same were outside the scope of his duties. Instead, the prosecution falsely claims that President Trump's motives were impure, that he purportedly knew that the widespread reports of fraud and election irregularities were untrue, but sought to address them anyway. But as the Constitution, the Supreme Court, and hundreds of years of history and tradition make clear, the president's motivations are not for the prosecution or this court to decide. Rather, whereas here, the president's actions are within the ambit of his office, he is absolutely immune from prosecution. Spalding versus Villis, 161 U.S., 1896, quote, the allegation of malicious or corrupt motive does not affect a public official's immunity, and the motive that impelled the official to do that, of which the plaintiff complains, is wholly immaterial. Therefore, the court should dismiss the indictment with prejudice. Midland Asphalt Corp. versus United States, 489 U.S. of 1989, quoting, dismissal of the indictment is the proper sanction when a defendant has been granted immunity from prosecution. I think Trump's legal team is on top of an issue that's remained dormant until now, but totally appropriate. And meanwhile, what else do we get regarding the lawlessness of this Biden administration? Get this. FBI secretly targeting Trump supporters ahead of the 2024 election. Labels MAGA followers as domestic violent extremists report. You've heard me explain many, many times that the whole reason for making so much of January 6th, for fabricating the issue, was not only to claim that Trump was ineligible to run by having violated the 14th Amendment clause against inciting insurrection, which was directed at federal Confederate soldiers following the Civil War, not at contemporary presidential candidates, where the American thinker long ago dispatched the idea that there was any incitement or any attempt at an insurrection, case closed on that issue, but also for the FBI to promote the idea that conservatives or right-wing-leaning Americans or Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. Recall, I've asserted and reaffirmed, when martial law is declared in this country and once civil war breaks out, which looks almost inevitable, almost, they're going to declare these groups, including militia, to be domestic terrorists and use the full weight of the government to take them out. That is a strategy which I see being confirmed here in spades. Listen to this. The FBI reportedly is secretly targeting supporters of former President Donald Trump ahead of the 2024 election, according to a new report. During a three-month investigation, Newsweek, mainstream as you get, spoke to more than a dozen current or former government officials specializing in terrorism. The experts revealed that the FBI is covertly monitoring mega Republicans because the domestic intelligence agency suspects that Trump supporters are the greatest threat of violence, possibly even capable of starting a civil war. Mind you, we recently learned that the FBI had so many of its own assets in the crowd on January 6th, it can't even tell you the total number. It's going to be in the hundreds, in the high hundreds, I'll bet. The in-depth probe reportedly found that the FBI clandestinely created a new category of violent domestic extremists that it intends to target. Make America Great Again followers. Can you imagine? If you want to make America great again, that classifies you as a domestic terrorist and puts you on the FBI list? In October 2022, the Federal Bureau of Investigation created a new subcategory of domestic terrorists labeled AGAAVE, which stands for anti-government, anti-authority violent extremists. The new subcategory is a threat group that is not anarchistic, not a militia, or sovereign citizens. The new classification is officially defined as domestic violent extremists who cite anti-government or anti-authority motivation for violence or criminal activity not otherwise defined, such as individuals motivated by a desire to commit violence against those with real or perceived association with a specific political party or faction of a specific political party. The outlet reported, government insiders acknowledged to Newsweek that although they are not named specifically, the AGAAVE other title applies to political violence associated with Trump supporters. Mind you, we already have laws against crimes and violence. You don't need to have one that has a special political tag except or unless you want to demonize a segment of a political party and make them out to be criminals, even though on any other basis they would not be so considered. It was a subtle change, little noticed, but a gigantic departure for the Bureau, according to Newsweek. Trump and his army of supporters were acknowledged as a distinct category of domestic violent extremists, even as the FBI was saying publicly that political views were never part of its criteria to investigate or prevent domestic terrorism. But the FBI sees threats is also blamed from the way it categorizes them, a system which on the surface is designed to appear nonpartisan. This shifted subtly days after the events of January 6th when it comes to what the Bureau calls AGAAVE. The FBI said in a statement to Newsweek, quote, the threat posed by domestic violent extremists is persistent, evolving, and deadly. The FBI's goal is to detect and stop terrorist attacks, and our focus is on potential criminal violation, violence, and threats of violence, which, as I observe, are already illegal, do not require special categories of the FBI. Anti-government or anti-authority violent extremism is one category of domestic terrorism, as well as one of the FBI's top threat priorities. We are committed to protecting the safety and constitutional rights of all Americans, unless, of course, they support Donald Trump, and we'll never open an investigation based solely on First Amendment-protected activity, including a person's political belief or affiliation. Bullshit! Isn't the FBI just lying through its teeth? That's exactly what they're doing. The Biden admin has not only weaponized the DOJ, but the FBI, and it's grotesque. We have documentation of it again and again and again, including all these kinds of suits being brought against Donald Trump for perfectly lawful activity, all those brought against those who participated peacefully in the events of January 6th, the fact that the FBI orchestrated the phony kidnapping of Governor Whitmer of Michigan, all for political purposes, on and on and on. Ray Epps was a leading instigator on January 6th. He appears to have been the foremost among the FBI's assets who were present that day. But, of course, he's been only held to be liable to a misdemeanor trespass offense, as I recall, nothing significant when he was a major instigator. But then if you consider the whole thing was planned by the FBI, inclusion with Nancy Pelosi, then Speaker of the House, and the mayor of Washington, D.C., to utilize the Capitol Police in ways that would facilitate the creation of the false impression that there had been domestic violent extremists active on January 6th. You get the big picture. An anonymous senior intelligence official told Newsweek, "We've crossed the Rubicon. Trump's army constitute the greatest threat of violence domestically and politically. That's the reality and the problem set. That's what the FBI as a law enforcement agency has to deal with. But whether Trump and his supporters are a threat to national security to the country, whether they represent a threat of civil war, that's a trickier question. And that's for the country to deal with, not the FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and Department of Homeland Security, and mind you, they're in collusion here. DHS, for example, is actively participating with the WEF down in Panama to continue to bring these trainloads of migrants to our border. They are doing anything but upholding the security of the United States. Issued a report to Congress that warned as follows. The IC accesses that domestic violent extremists, DVEs, who are motivated by a range of ideology and galvanized by recent political and societal events in the United States, pose an elevated threat to the homeland in 2021. Enduring DVE motivation pertaining to biases against minority populations, there's that racist theme, and perceived government overreach, absolutely no question about it, will almost certainly continue to drive DVE radicalization and mobilization of violence. Newer socio-political developments, such as narratives of fraud in the recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to the COVID pandemic, and conspiracy theories promoting violence, will almost certainly spur some DVEs to try to engage in violence this year. And, of course, if it doesn't happen according to their schedule, they'll fabricate the cases. They'll pay agents. They'll have their own assets perpetrate these offenses just as they did on January 6th. This is not a theory. This is a fact. Newsweek noted that by the FBI zeroing in on Trump supporters, a federal agency runs the risk of provoking the very anti-government activists that the terrorism agencies hope to counter. Senator Gary Peters, a Democrat representing Michigan, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, claimed the FBI isn't doing enough to fight the full scope of white supremacist terrorist attacks. President Joe Biden has repeatedly claimed that the MAGA movement is a threat to the country. In May of 2022, Biden said of Trump supporters, "Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that existed in American history, in recent American history, what rubbish." In August of 2022, Biden said the MAGA boss is like semi-fascism. In September of 2022, he said, "Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic." Utter nonsense, contemptible, rubbish. A senior intelligence official works at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence explained, "Biden's rhetoric on domestic terrorism could goad his opponents into taking more extreme action, particularly those who have lost their faith in election and believe the system is rigged against them," which is going to be virtually every American who got the memo, who paid attention. So we have the president increasing his own inflammatory rhetoric, which leads Donald Trump and the Republicans to do the same, which influences the news media, which influences rhetoric, the official said. The FBI is just in the middle of this mess, probably heading for trouble, but mostly less out on a limb by the anger and indifference of the American public. I don't think the American public is indifferent. I think the American public has a pretty good idea of what's going on here, and they don't like it. The situation is outrageous. Meanwhile, let me add one more story before I introduce my guest. Putin warns globalist terrorist Klaus Schwab his days are numbered. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab is a global terrorist who is holding humanity to ransom, according to Russian President Vladimir Putin, warned the elite that their New World Order has failed and their days are numbered. Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered a speech on October 5th at the plenary session of the 20th meeting of the Valdai International Discussion Club in Sochi and emphasized the tectonic and irreversible shifts taking place in the global order. According to Putin, globalists, including Schwab and his close advisors, are legitimate military targets because they have been actively attempting to seize power illegally via a globalist coup d'etat. 16 years ago, at the 2007 Munich Security Conference, Putin told Western leaders the natural type of international system is multipolarity, that Russia would lead the way. We'll be right back with my special guest.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, among Americans who are smart enough to utilize the internet to sort out alternative points of view that are far more accurate and informative regarding current events, whether domestic, political, or foreign affairs, a tiny handful have stood out. My guest today had among the most popular shows ever featured on the Republic Broadcasting Network entitled Spengola Speaks. And while she and I have had some differences in the past over a specific issue related to Sandy Hook, we're by and large on the same page regarding other issues, and I'm delighted to have her as my guest today. Deanna Spengola, welcome to The Raw Deal.
Well, thank you so very much for having me on. And yes, we have had differences, but we certainly both believe that we never went to the moon. That was just the most... People actually believed we did that. And, crazy ideas. Very crazy ideas. I have, changing the subject, I have a huge book collection, not only on my my bookshelves, but in my Kindle. And I was just going through my books, and I picked one up. It's a hardcover. It's called Tesla, Man Out of Time, by Margaret Cheney. Not related to any politician. But I had several post-it notes towards the back of the book, and so I was just reading all of them, and I thought, oh my gosh, this really, really is relevant now, more so than at any other time, I believe, in history, when we are all being radiated with all kinds of radiation. For instance, in Wuhan, Kissinger went to China secretly in 1971, and he arranged for the manufacturers here in this country to take their work and their manufacturing to China because the labor was cheap. There was no EPA laws, no standards, nothing like that. And so this occurred in 1971. And all of a sudden, you didn't see Motorola. You didn't see any of the signs. You know, you'd go on the freeway and you'd see signs for various products that our country manufactured. And pretty soon you didn't see those signs. And then everything was coming from China, and they were cheaper. Yes, they were cheaper. But because China has no EPA standards, the country, by 2007, was just smog everywhere. I was there in 2007, and excuse me, in Beijing, by noon, you could see and feel all the, it was horrible. You couldn't breathe. People actually did have to wear masks in order to keep this toxic air out of their lungs. And so in Wuhan, they had an 11 million population. And so in Wuhan, on the date, what date was it? They turned on 5G. And because everybody and people got sicker, and they thought, well, we have to, let's use this. let's create a virus and let's have everybody have a jab, an injection. And big pharma in this country and another, well, big pharma advertises on TV in this country. There are two countries on which big pharma can talk about medicines. One is New Zealand, and the other one is here. It's direct-to-consumer advertising. And so they would advertise these things, that, you know, take this, go to your doctor, ask for that. And at the bottom of the screen, they would tell you all the things, the really bad things that can happen to you if you take that particular drug. And what it does is, and people are visual, about 75% of the population are visual. They're going to look at the picture, the image on the screen, which is usually two people having a great time or somebody going horseback riding or some other really pleasant experience. But at the bottom of the screen, it tells you everything that could happen to you. You could, you know, die young or, you know, but it serves as a public notice. So people are going to their doctor and the people that still go to the doctor and are asking for these products or taking these products. And if something negative happens to them, they'll say, well, you were warned publicly that this would occur to you. And so big pharma is really big in America, really, really big. The WHO is run and funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I'm going to send you a document. It's quite a lengthy document that I'm not doing any upgrades on my website, but I would like to send you a document that is 12 pages long. Do you still update your website?
You do? Absolutely, yes, Deanna, I do.
Okay, I have a document that I put together. As I mentioned, it's 12 pages long. I have been an artist all my life. I'm very detail-oriented, incredibly detail-oriented. And I was into porcelain doll making, where I would have to do, you know, eyebrows and lips and eyelashes and all that kind of thing. And so I'm just very detail-oriented. And I notice things that other people don't notice. I've also created a pattern line for quilts and wrote two books, which people can find on Amazon. And speaking of books, a professor in Syria translated the first book in my trilogy, and my book is now being published in Syria in the language of the Middle East, which is, I'm thrilled. This guy contacted me, and I said, yes, that sounds great. And anyway, as I mentioned, I have this huge book collection. I believe on my Kindle I have 840 books. And then I have wall-to-ceiling books in my family room and downstairs in the finished basement. And I picked up this book, The name of the book is Tesla, Man Out of Time by Margaret Cheney. No relation to our current Cheney. Anyway, I had some pages earmarked with post-it notes. And when Nikola Tesla died, he died in January of 47. The U.S. government wanted to know exactly what inventions he was working on. And when you think about Nikola Tesla, some people think, oh, he's terrible, 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 terrible. And other people think of him as, well, this nice guy wanted to give everybody electricity and they wouldn't get a bill every month. It would be free. It would be just out there somehow because everything is energy. Everything is frequency. And we're finding that out with all the radiation. People are suffering from radiation. And EMFs are everywhere. And people get really, really sick internally, externally. People are getting very, very sick. And that's in addition to some other books or another thing that people are being sickened with is dental work. My husband passed away. It's been kind of an interesting week for me. He passed away on October 3rd of 22. And so this week when, October 3rd, and I thought about why he had died, how he died. He died from Alzheimer's. And I didn't realize it at the time. We were married. He was my second husband. And we had been married for 28 years. And when I met him, he had a facial tic. And I thought, well, that's unusual. He was a very good looking Italian gentleman. But he also had a teeth full of mercury. Now, mercury is the most poisonous substance on the face of the planet. If you drop a thermometer in the hallway of a hospital or something, then they have to have hazmat come in and clean it up. And yet they've been putting mercury into your mouth, since dental practice became practice. And there are books like Toxic Teeth, Garbage Collector. Let's see, what other one? The Garbage Collector, Toxic Teeth. Terrible. And people are allowing or thinking that, they go to the dentist, have some work done. And so many, the greatest percentage of the American population have poison in their mouth. And this is especially true with the root canal. If you have a root canal, they drill out, I've never had one, would never have a root canal. I don't have any metal in my mouth. I had that all removed. But what happens with a root canal is the poison goes down into your body and it damages your entire system. And he passed away with Alzheimer's, which I believe was a situation with mercury throughout his body. He had a lot of dental work done. And so And the I've lived in this community since 1985. My dentist was a block away, and the receptionist, who had worked there for a long, long, long time, has had so many parts replaced. I think she's had 3 shoulder replacements and 5 or 6 knee replacements. Just so many replacements of parts and sickness. And because when you're sitting with in a rather small, comparatively small environment, that mercury, the mercury fumes are going to affect you. And the highest suicide rate for people in the medical profession, like dentists have the highest suicide rate. And many of them die young, and they still use mercury. You know, it's just amazing. So anyway, let's get back to my story about Tesla. Not sure how we got off on that. Okay, so I guess, all right. When Tesla died on January 7th, 1947. Anyway, when he died, because he was such a popular inventor and did so many things, he died in January 7th of 1943. He was born in another country, in Austrian Empire. And he came over here. He was a genius, an absolute genius, who invented so many incredible things. And so I picked up this book, and some of these things could be used for warfare, for just about anything. So I picked up this book and went to my post-it notes, and I was just going through them, and the missing papers. In fact, it wasn't just missing papers. He had probably a small warehouse full of trunks, full of his inventions, and so they sent a professor from MIT to go in and look at what he had, because the government, believe it or not, the government steals ideas from the public. And I wrote this article on my website about the gentleman who invented, his name was, let's see, he invented something that would assist him. His name was, what's his name? Horvat, George Horvat, H-O-R-V-A-T, and people can find that. And it's called The Fleecing of an American at my website, spincola.com. And he submitted this patent to the U.S. government, and this was under the jurisdiction of Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover, who was the administrator of, he was the administrator of the, he was the Commerce Secretary. And since at least 1920, every patent, every invention goes through the Commerce Secretary. And believe it or not, the U.S. government steals these ideas and people end up not getting a patent. Your current Commerce Secretary, or no, she was most recent, Penny S. Pritzker, who happens to be related to the governor of the state. I live in Illinois. Anyway, the government steals good ideas. they steal a lot more than just good ideas. But that's a really big issue. So anyway, let me get back to my book here. They got a gentleman from MIT to go in and go through the work of Tesla. Now, it's not just it wasn't a matter of a day or so. It was a lengthy visit. And this professor came back to his government sidekicks and said, well, there's not really anything there. It's just, there was a lot there. There was everything there that talked about, particularly about radiation, a situation we are suffering from now. And the MIT professor came back and they put all these ideas into operation, particularly with telephones and with just about anything. There's radiation. You have your cell phones. Now, I do not use a cell phone. I have an old flip top. I keep it in my car on off. But when cell phones first came out, Motorola came out early on with something called the brick. It was so big. But I was on the road traveling, selling I sold fabric and laces and things. So, and I covered 5 states. And so I wanted to be able to check in with my children and my family, since I was out on the road by myself. I just felt safer. And the phone, you had to charge it on this, you know, this big thing. It was quite an amazing thing. Anyway, now things have changed. You're getting radiated when you turn on your TV, which I do not own any longer. You go, everything is radiation. You can get radiated from just about anything. Your TV, your computer, your cell phone, just in the sky. And getting back to the fact that you wrote this book, and I suppose we went to the moon. Okay, the moon is alike. There's no way you can go to the moon. No way. Going through the Van Allen belt, you can't do it. And so what the companies are doing, there's several companies, they are putting these cell towers. In fact, they've got cell towers. The biggest place, the location for a cell tower, is top of the school, lamppost, everywhere. I do not believe there are satellites because of the Van Allen belt. If they really did have satellites up there, they wouldn't have to be putting all these cell towers all over. And there's a website that you can look at to find out exactly where the cell towers are. And these cell towers are emitting radiation all the time. So you have all of these people getting irradiated, and in order for Big Pharma to utilize this feeling that everybody's having, or you know, the great percentages of people who are being affected by radiation.
Deanna, hold that thought. We'll be right back with Deanna Spengola right after this break.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of a library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
We'll be right back.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, it's my pleasure today to feature Deanna Spingola, among the most popular talk show hosts ever on RBN. And Deanna, I just add another similarity we have is I too have an old flip phone. That's the only phone I like to have. The modern versions have all kinds of spyware and surveillance techniques built into them. So I agree with you about cell phones.
They cause a lot of cancer. They're just horribly dangerous, really dangerous. And when I see little children with cell phones, I would just like to strangle the parents. They are so dangerous. And women are getting breast cancer from putting them in their bra. They're all kinds of cancers, which, of course, Big Pharma or Harma loves because it's more people to treat. But when you see little children with these cell phones, their brain, isn't as large, the bone isn't as thick. Parents are being very irresponsible. I don't own a TV. I have two computers and a Surface Pro, so that'd be three. I keep them all on airplane mode because you get radiation from everything. And I was mentioning before the break that if they had all these satellites, they wouldn't have to be putting cell towers all over. And you can find out where the cell towers are simply by looking at a map that they provide you. It's online. And you can find out where all these cell towers are. So anyway, I was going through my this book that I had by Margaret Cheney, and I mentioned that an MIT professor went and spent time going through Tesla's work to discover. Now, some people think he was an evil genius, and some people think that he was wonderful and that Edison was terrible for monetizing something that was free. I thought, oh, Tesla, gosh, if it weren't for Edison, we would have free energy. We wouldn't be getting an electricity bill. Anyway, I reread the post note pages and discovered that the MIT professor that they sent in to to go over Tesla's work. His name was John Trump, the uncle of Donald Trump. So, Donald Trump is totally aware of radiation. Now, I perceive that you're a Trump supporter. I don't support any politicians now. They're all making money off of us. They're all in the, you know, they probably go out for drinks after they get done doing whatever it is they do in Congress. But one party isn't any better than the other. In fact, at one point I joined the Constitutionalist Party, and I thought, well, that doesn't work anymore because they haven't followed it for 100 years. No, they didn't. They haven't followed it for any length of time at all because they, was it 1788, they gave corporations the same powers that they gave that they give to an individual. So you have companies that can do just about anything they want to do because they have the same powers and privileges as an individual was given in the Constitution. So anyway, John Trump from MIT went in and was going through all the papers, and discovered exactly what radiation can do to a person, and as I mentioned, he is the uncle of Donald Warp Speed Trump. We are all in a very, very unfortunate, lethal situation because radiation, which was initiated, created by Tesla, is now destroying our bodies, our brains, everything about us. And you have to protect yourself from this radiation. There's things that you can purchase that I have purchased when I'm in my car, and these things were made in Germany. In my car, I am safe for 8 feet around me. And I have another big gadget. It's maybe 15, 16 inches round that will protect my home from any kind of radiation for 25 feet up, out, and down. Because if you don't protect yourself, this radiation that is all around us, and the jabs, the injections, the graphene that they are putting into people's bodies are all designed to make everybody really, really sick and dependent upon the most powerful industry. You have the World Health Organization, which is run by the Gates Foundation. You do update your website. I have a document It's a very lengthy document. Well, not too lengthy. Let me see. It is 12 pages that I have images on these 12 pages, and the document is about the disappearance of Melinda Gates. Now, I mentioned that I have been an artist and a quilt maker for a very long time, and so I'm very detail-oriented. The person that he married, and supposedly they got a divorce just recently, they're not the same people. There's probably three or four different versions of Melinda Gates, and I will send you that document as soon as the program's over, and you can put it up on your website if you so choose.
Please do.
Pardon?
Please do send it. Yes, indeed. Thank you.
Yes, it's kind of an amazing thing. And the other thing is, they're just really giving, they're making fools of us. And one of the latest things that they did is they came out with Omicron, and it's a supposed variant of the original COVID. It's an anagram. And if you look at it, it really is moronic. They are making the medical profession, not only are they attempting to jab everybody with what amounts to poison, graphene oxide. People don't know what they're getting in their body. They don't know what they're being jabbed with. But they're making stuff up and making fools of us. Omicron? Really? It's an anagram. So, you have Donald Trump's uncle, who obviously gave Donald Trump a lot of information, gave the administration that he worked with Tesla died in 47. 43. Died in 43. And John Trump went in and got all this information about something that we are now being exposed to no matter where we go. Okay? And Donald Trump is well aware of this. Well aware of it. I do not trust any any politician. I voted for Trump back in the day, and then immediately after I voted for him, I wrote an article, "We've Been Trumped," because he went along with the very same things that he said he was opposing. He has teamed up with a lot of people. And so I probably won't ever vote again. With voting machines, who knows what. It's just a big joke. As far as the Constitution, it was signed off by a lot of elites, and they were making a promise, an agreement among each other for all of future generations. And do we have freedom of speech? Do we have all these freedoms that were promised? And they were promised by the group of people who signed up for it. It's like if we bought a house, or we had great, 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 great grandparents who bought a house and signed a lease or signed for it or whatever. That has nothing to do with us, the current generation. So I listened to your monologue and I just have different opinions because it was Trump's idea to get these jabs out into the public. He was supporting Fauci, who made money, who's been there for 50 years. And Fauci is a fraud. You can find books about Fauci, about how Big Pharma made billions of dollars by giving drugs excuse me, to people that they said had HIV, and the AZP or whatever it was, ACT, really didn't help anybody. It killed thousands of people. And the jabs that people are getting now are killing millions of people, children, babies, and it's Big Pharma. The industry that wants to care for our bodies and take care of our bodies and jab our bodies with poison, they're the ones that are making the money. And when you look at who is behind Big Pharma, the people who are invested, the Bill and Melinda Gates. And I think that at some point in time, she must have said, well, I can't do this anymore. Anyway, that's what I've been working on lately.
Well, it's wonderful, Deanna. I'm so pleased to have you here to share all of that. You're welcome to expound on the current situation politically, and whether we agree or not is irrelevant. I think everyone would be keen to have your views. The situation with the House is fascinating, getting rid of Kevin McCarthy, who is a classic rhino, over violating his promises to the Freedom Caucus, of which Matt Gaetz is a member, of course, led to Gaetz calling for a vote on the Speaker, which he lost because 8 Republicans joined with all of the Democrats in opposing it, where it appears that the plan was they would oppose him just to censure him, and then when he ran again, they were all going to vote for him rather than oppose him, and he'd be reinstated but have been reprimanded. But it didn't play out that way. I myself celebrate what Matt Gaetz did, and I believe Jim Jordan is going to make a terrific Speaker of the House, but I'd welcome your thoughts about any of the above or any other aspect of our current situation, including the war in Ukraine, Deanna, that you'd be open addressing.
Ukraine. Okay, so the U.S. government is sending millions and millions of dollars to the Ukraine. And Meanwhile, we have people living and pooping on the streets in San Francisco. I remember as a child going to San Francisco, and I lived in Sacramento, going to San Francisco and going and having fish with my family. And there was this wonderful zoo that we went to where the animals could walk around in big encampments and not be locked up and closed up. And so, honestly, I don't pay attention to individuals who are supposedly serving the population here. In fact, all these people that are coming in through the southern border, all these children that are coming across the southern border, many of them don't have their families with them. And it's not just people from Panama and people from Mexico. It is people from China. It's children unattached to parents. They're being sex trafficked by the U.S. government. And there was a woman and her husband. I think her name was Patricia. I'd have to look it up, but I did a program about them. But anyway, she said, "I'm going to make an announcement exactly who's trafficking children, and it's the U.S. government." She said, "I'm making an announcement tomorrow about who is really behind all this sex trafficking." And supposedly she and her husband committed suicide murder, and they were both found dead the next morning. And so with the in Mexico, I have two housekeepers. They come every other week on Saturday. And the one of them is from Mexico, whose peso was destroyed in 1996. And he said the only safe place in Mexico is like Cancun or somewhere where people go to visit. He said the rest of the area, he said you could run people down with your car. He said it's totally, completely lawless. And it's because the bankers destroyed that economy as they have other economies. And as far as Ukraine, as far as our sending money there, the Ukraine was the country where where a certain group of people lived. And they were given a choice. They were warfare. They were just all about war. And back in about 800 BC, 800 AD, they were given a choice, 800 AD, of adopting one of three religions. And they adopted a religion, and so they had to stop killing all the people in their community. They were people that waged war, and they were given this choice of who they wanted to, which religion, which group they wanted to join. And a lot of them went south into what is now Palestine. And anyway, they have opted to go back to Ukraine just recently. So now we're fighting we're fighting a war for this group of people. And Russia is, when I had my radio program, Russia will not allow a lot of bad things we allow in our, what are some of the garbage that we use? Monsanto created all this poison to put on our food here in this country, and they don't allow that in Russia. But the same people sort of run Russia in the same way. They just don't allow Monsanto and all of these horrible things to decimate their food. And speaking of
Deanna, hold that
thought.
We'll be right back with Deanna Spengola right after this break.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, it's a pleasure to have Deanna Spengola here of Spengola Speaks, one of the most popular shows ever on Republic Broadcasting System. Deanna, I have a new report saying 51% of U.S. voters say illegals will decide the 2024 election. What do you think about the border crisis, the Biden admin role here? What's going on, and are they right?
Biden's got dementia. He's Hunter Biden is this. That family has always been crooked outwardly. Most of the politicians kind of keep their crimes to themselves and their lack of wisdom and honesty. Oh, what a mess. What a mess. I can't believe that I can't believe he's still in there.
That he's still in office.
It's obviously has Alzheimer's, dementia. Trust me. Oh, my gosh. Alzheimer's is... What can you say? When the supposed president of your country is very, very ill, doesn't know what he's doing. Of course, I think that they have a double in there. They have some sort of situation set up where he I don't know. I don't know how people can handle that.
The media certainly doesn't seem to be doing anything to expose it.
No, the media is totally corrupted and totally. I don't read the newspaper. I haven't taken a newspaper for years. The news media is totally bought and paid for. And has been for a very long time. I never read newspaper. I just do a lot of reading. I have a huge book collection. I think I have 850 books on Kindle. Plus, I have books all over the house. My book is like a bookstore, or my house is like a bookstore.
Love it.
I read all the time. I don't have a TV. And I read fast. I read 4 or 5 books a week.
Excellent.
So anyway, getting back to books and getting back to this group of people who lived in what is called Kazar. At Amazon, if you put in the word Kazarian history, you will find out about these people. One of the 13th tribe by Arthur Koestler, which came out in 1976, which I have a copy of. It tells you what people lived in what is now Ukraine, and where a certain group of people are moving back to Ukraine, and the U.S. government is making it safe. We're spending a lot of money getting it ready. And it's going to... People should ask questions, which people don't know that there's a question that should be asked. But people are moving north from a certain country that has become too dangerous or too something.
Well, a lot of us believe that the war in Ukraine is being fought so fiercely, even though it's obviously already lost, because Israel wants to make Ukraine the new Israel, precisely as you are intimating. And where our Congress is Israeli-occupied territory, Deanna. I mean, it's just outrageous.
Yes. Yeah. I think we're definitely on the same page there. We should. And the money you just created out of nothing. There's, you know, you can keep printing it, and pretty soon it's worth nothing. Oh. And then the banking situation here, the poisons here. Remember back in the day when you went out in your car and when you pulled into what used to be service stations, they would come out, fill your gas tank, and wash your windows, because your front window would be covered with bugs, right?
Yes.
Well, now if there's no bugs, and if you've read the book Silent Spring, Rachel Carson, there's no bugs. There's going to be nothing for the birds to eat. The pollinators, the bees, they're dying, and you have also glyphosate. It's just we're in a very terrible situation. I would rather have the government to go after the companies that are producing poison, that and of course the drug makers. When you look at the drugs they're producing that are designed to hurt you for as long as they can, so that they can get as much money as they can out of you. We're in a terrible situation.
Oh, indeed we are, Deanna. Indeed we are.
And there are things that happen to people. Okay, the reason my voice is the way it is because my lung collapsed. My right lung. Your right lung is bigger than your left one. And Tony Pantelleresco said, you know what, I think somebody targeted you. Now, I'm not going to say that. But my lung did collapse in 2018. And so it affected my respiratory system. I had to learn how to breathe over again. It was not a good situation. But anyway, people are getting sick from the environment or from being targeted or something. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And who is profiting from that? Pharmaceutical. Your pharmaceutical industry is growing. They are the biggest industry in the country, in the world. They want to jab everybody, and people are accepting these jabs. They have no idea what's in them. Graphene oxide, who knows? It could be an identification chip, but it's killing a lot of people. babies.
Piana, my producer, Mitchell, has a keen interest in a whole lot of issues we've been discussing. So, Mitchell, I'd like to invite you to join the conversation with Deanna and me.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Hey, hello, Deanna and Jim. This is such an interesting discussion. The thing that I guess I look at is human nature.
Yes. There has to be values. And a lot of people.
How do we break that?
A lot of people don't have those anymore. Would you agree?
Oh yes, absolutely. You know, if and people will sell their values out what they have so quickly for false security, essentially, that we live in today. But I just, can we get past the brainwashing? Past enough of the brainwashing with enough of the people to where we can turn the tide and turn the ship, so to speak, back to freedom and not to, despotism.
Well, even in your churches, back in 1965, under Johnson, the churches already had a situation where they were not corporate. A lot of them collected tithing, but now they are all corporations. Your churches are actually governed by the government. I belong to a church.
Oh yes.
And I did belong. And I worked at what is called the Family History Center. And I taught people how to do research. And I spent a lot of time in front of microfilm readers and microfiche readers and looking at records. I spent so much time at National Archives in Washington, as well as the one in Chicago, and there's also one in Seattle. But you'll find that the churches have changed, where they don't promote whatever their Jesus or whomever they had. Had as their central figure. So people have lost their value system. They not everybody, I'm not talking to everybody, but it's become a dog-eat-dog society. And
many have lost their morals and values. That's absolutely true. I just came out today that Hillary Clinton, of all people, roll my eyes, said that the Trump mega cult must be deprogrammed. It's just this Orwellian world we live in where, Democrats essentially, say, everything that they're planning to do to somebody else. So,
she wanted to be in charge of the healthcare system back in the 90s. And in fact, it was heading in that direction. She is a terrible individual. However, when she and Donald Trump were having this debate, it was really between the two of them. He said, if I'm president, you're going to be be in jail. And that's why I voted for the guy back then. And when I still thought, wow, now we have somebody different. Basically, he adopted the same principles. But when things were over, when the election was over, Donald Trump said, oh, what a great couple this pair is. I don't know. They all should do jail time, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we certainly grieve on Fauci, Birx, and a whole lot of the others at the CDC, the FDA, the NIH. Criminal, Deanna, absolutely criminal. I believe Trump was played to a large extent about the vax and sought to circumvent legal requirements, but I believe they would have been unconstitutional in any case. It's just shocking how this whole pandemic was manufactured to get the vax, which has proven to be deadly.
Absolutely. And because he and his wife, Melania, have a son that was damaged by a vaccine.
That's my understanding as well. Barron was affected by vaccines as a child and is mildly autistic as a consequence.
Right. So why is he pushing a vaccine? If you look at what's in vaccines, but nobody ever reads those things. And if you go to I had a flu shot back in 2005. I got sick. I never took another flu shot. But I was vaccinated when I was a kid. But when you look at the ingredients, you have mercury, you have aluminum, you have all this stuff goes straight to your brain or to your body and affects your body, because your blood brain barrier, it's not very big. It's designed to make you very sick. The mercury and aluminum. And who knows what goes in these vaccines, particularly the ones designed that are killing so many people. They're worse than, what is it, by the time you graduate, there's 78 vaccines you have to have. Are there really 78 diseases? Seriously? And I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's any disease. Well, my daughter passed away from cancer. And so I don't believe in mammograms. I haven't had a mammogram. I think I had one or two, and I thought, let the guys do these grams. But, you know, I always thought they developed them. Mammogram machine, but they're not good things, because everybody has cancer cells in their body, and mammograms often break up those cancer cells. Cancer cells are, you know, they're, everybody has them.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I lost my mom and my dad to cancer, and, you know, I blame my dad's cancer when they did his prostate surgery.
Oh, absolutely.
They put one of those radiated seeds down in that region. And he had got a tumor that went off his kidney to his liver and then to his lungs. And it was just really advanced when they found it. It was horrible. But my mother, an avid gardener, never use sunscreen.
My daughter died 2019. She had her first mammogram and believed what they told her. And her picture's at the top of my stairs, right outside my bedroom. I talk with her every day. And I attempted to get her to go with a natural kind of a program. But doctors in white coats seem to have all the authority and make the money. Well, they make a lot of money by making people sick. When you, before the Flexner Report came out in 1910, paid for by Rockefeller and Carnegie, people healed themselves. They used ancient Chinese medicine. They used medicines, or not medicines. They used their immune system. That's what we have an immune system for. And that's how we took care of ourselves. But Flexner, Abraham Flexner, and Rockefeller decided that they can make a lot of money by making a lot of people really sick. So from 1910 on, that industry really grew. I'm sorry about your family.
Well, it's a crime against humanity, what they've done with medicine, you know, and, the insult of all insults, a disease that shut down society and work and everything had a 99.7% survival rate. It's just, it is maddening. It is maddening. So it's a psychological operation. I just hope we can get through and break through that wall of brainwashing that they have installed in people.
Oh, right. As I say, it's on TV. In this country, they're allowed to advertise medicine on TV. In New Zealand, it's direct-to-consumer advertising. It's a terrible situation. I don't take anything. I take vitamins and I take vitamins.
Oh yes, and there are natural cures. There's a lot of things that we can do that, especially if we keep our vitamin D3 up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know that. That helps our brain, our immune system, and everything. So, you know, we don't have the nutrients in the fast-growing food today that we used to. It's more grown as like a big bulk instead of really compact, nutritious food.
I eat all organic. There's a company called Farm Match. If you just go to farmmatch.com, they have where I live, I can get Farm Match food from Indiana and from Wisconsin delivered. And so I don't eat any other kind of food except organic. I'm gluten-free. I eat really well. Take care of myself.
Deanna, I'm very, very pleased to have this opportunity to feature you today on The Raw Deal. Have you closing thoughts for our audience?
Thank you for being on your program. That it's so kind of you to have me on your program. And I appreciate your work, the book that you've written, I really appreciate it. I love that we didn't go to the moon. I can't believe people believe that. And we don't have satellites, and I love that. And I thank you very much for your kindness in having me on.
My great pleasure, Deanna. And thank you, Mitchell, for joining in the conversation. I want everyone out there, everyone out there at Revolution Radio, to spend as much time as you can with the people you love and care about. We do not know how much time we have left.
How? I will send you that document. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their...